This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. But after her meeting with Guatemala's president Monday, Harris also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making that trek.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
Harris says her goal is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force and an additional task force to combat human trafficking and drug smuggling in the region. Harris also promised a new program focused on creating education and economic opportunities for girls there, among other initiatives. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said leaders of the Chinese government do not share our values. After emerging from a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday, Biden is set to attend a NATO summit in Brussels on June 14th, where China and Russia will be among the issues being discussed. That's what Stoltenberg told reporters at the White House. Stoltenberg says that NATO agrees with Biden's approach to Russia. That includes the dialogue that will occur between the U.S. president and Russian President Vladimir Putin at a meeting in Geneva. And again, a NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said leaders of the Chinese government do not share our values. This is VOA News. Police in London, Ontario, say that a driver plowed a pickup truck into a family of five, killing four of them and seriously injuring the other in a deliberate attack that targeted the victims because they were Muslims. Authorities say a young man was arrested in the parking lot of a nearby mall after the incident Sunday night. Police say the dead were a 74-year-old woman, a 46-year-old man, 44-year-old woman, and a 15-year-old girl. A 9-year-old boy was reported in serious condition. 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman is in custody, facing four counts of first-degree murder. City's mayor says the incident was an act of mass murder perpetuated against Muslims. The UN Security Council Monday strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned that attacks on the United Nations peacekeepers there may constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued after closed-door Security Council discussions and a briefing from the UN Special Envoy to the Central African Republic. Earlier, the Council held an open meeting on a broader Central Africa region where the United States and Russia traded accusations over actions in the Central African Republic. The U.S. Justice Department says it's gotten back most of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline to Russian-based hackers that had breached its fuel network. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
You may remember the gas shortages a month ago when Colonial Pipeline was hit by a ransomware attack and took itself offline. The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
Paid by an innocent victim in ransom, in a bid to regain control of computer systems. The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Inter-American Commission for Human Rights delegation in Colombia says it will investigate police abuses against demonstrators, aiming to deliver recommendations to the government during the next week. During the briefing Monday, officials said the delegation is meeting the government officials, protest victims, and organizations that accuse the police of using excessive force. Human rights organizations have a record of police abuses against demonstrators and anti-government protests across Colombia during the last month alone. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.